Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sometimes it's just nice to wake up with a big ol' smile on your face. Good morning from the Breakfast Buzz with Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9. The Buzz.
Shenandoah girls softball team faced with a pretty tough decision to make. A lot of student athletes have to be forced to make a decision. Who they love more.
Good parent or bad parent?
Who or what?
Who? It's who. Who they love more. Did your parents ever do that when you were growing up, by the way? My family, I think it might be an Italian thing. I don't know. Tell me. My parents would always do that. Who do you love more? Do you love me or your mom?
Nope.
Do you love me or your aunt? They would do that a lot. I don't know. It was traumatizing as a child to make a decision like that, right?
That's cruel and unusual.
Right.
No,
it's not normal.
Never happened.
You haven't? Oh, it might just be my family.
Yeah.
But anyhow, these students are, and it's not just Shenandoah is the news story this morning on 13 Wham, but I'm sure and certain that so many other student athletes have to deal with this.
So this school is down near like Saratoga in that area, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So state semifinal game is today.
Okay.
But if they advance to the championship, it'll be tomorrow, which so happens to be the same day as their prom.
To the states or to the prom? Oh, the decision to make.
What do you love more? Your teammates or your classmates? That's almost cruel to make them decide. So if this was your kid or if one of these athletes came up to you and said, what do I do? How do you make that choice? What would you say?
As a kid or as a parent?
No, I don't know. If they called up right now, one of the student athletes or anybody who's dealing with this, because this happens more than just, like I said, in this district. What advice would you give them? What wisdom would you
I would say, because it's the state championship. If they didn't win, then they can go to prom, right? But if they did win the final, then they go to the championship. And they have to choose
the
between,
game. Yeah, they have to choose. I know this is tough.
I don't know.
So there was one person to comment. Now, everybody has a strong opinion about this. And 818-2899, what would you say? Because there was one comment that said, way to be committed to your team. I'm sure they'll be dependable when they join the workforce. Because some girls have already said, listen, I'm going to go to prom. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the story was seven of them, right? This girl's softball that could be going to the state, seven of them said, no, we're going to the prom.
Yeah, I'm sorry, coach. So now they got to scramble and figure out how. But oh my gosh, way to commit to your team. I'm sure you'll be dependable when you join the workforce. Really?
That's a little harsh. And, you know, prom is a very social rite of passage. And state championship is a very formidable thing. Doesn't happen often. Huh, it's a tough one, man.
It's
a really tough one.
Renee, who has a daughter who goes to Webster Schrader, said actually her daughter had to choose her senior trip over states last year. She had to make the call, and she chose her senior trip.
Really?
But there were some of the seniors who left early to make it in time for the game.
Did her kid make it early to go to the game?
Mm-mm. Yeah. She chose the trip. Wow. Now, see, you and I we can't really relate to this. That's why we're leaning on you guys, 818-2899, because you and I have never been on a team. I mean, you were the swim team.
Not that went to states, no.
No. I didn't even play sports. So this isn't really my world. Mm-hmm. To me, it's like, okay, if they lose, now you gave up your senior trip or your prom for a loss? Like, it's not going to feel satisfying. But if you choose the prom or the senior trip and they win, oh, God, that's such a sweet-ass victory that you missed out on.
818-2899. I can only look at it from the parents' point of view, and it's like, you made a commitment. You got to go. You're, it's the team thing. You got to.
You're like the dude who commented.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not like, oh, you could be like in the workforce, jerkhead. No, I'm not going to be like that, but you need to, because there's no I in team.
Okay, I am telling you, and I see the calls coming in. We're going to get to you. I am telling you, if my kid doesn't get a lot of playtime, I will tell her absolutely not. Do not go. Unless you're a starter, that might be even more of a tough decision. But if you don't get much playtime, the decision's easy in my eyes.
What's cheaper? I thought you'd put it through that filter. What, going to states or going to prom? 818-2899. Good morning, The Buzz.
Good morning.
Hey, what do you say?
That is so hard.
I know.
To make the kids choose like that.
I know.
It's heartbreaking.
It is, but yeah. It's like, I don't think the school and the state athletic association were, you know, comparing calendars.
Well, this is what a lot of people are
saying. Too, is like school calendars schools need to look at their calendars when they're making their decisions on prom. The past 2 years, the district I work for,
mm-hmm.
track divisionals, has been the same night as senior prom.
Uh-huh.
So you have, you know, like, 3/4 of the team doesn't go to divisionals, and the one poor little girl this year that did go, she was a senior. She was crying all night because she felt more booked all of her friends were at prom.
Yeah.
See, this is what a lot of people are saying. Move the sport. Like, who moves? Who accommodates? Do we accommodate the few people who are on the team so the rest of the class has to adjust their schedule and move the prom? Or
prom has, you know, you got your deposits, you've got all the stuff that you have to do ahead of time, and proms are planned at the beginning of the school year, but
so what would you say?
Usually done.
And you don't know if your kid, you don't know,
your
team is going to the states or divisionals
or
whatever.
You have to make a decision right now. There's a student standing in front of you saying, please help me make this decision for me. What would you say?
It's not my decision to make, because whatever they do,
they're going to do. You have to make a decision.
You have to make it. That's why, you know what? You have to adult, honey, and you got to make a choice.
Yeah.
Because that's what adulting is. And if you're 18 and you're going to be graduating from high school, this is your decision to make, and you have to adult.
Wonderful. Okay, 818-2899. More calls are coming in, but that's a great point.
Yeah.
Is this teaching the kids a tough lesson? I mean, this is really a lesson in life, right?
Thanks for the call. You know, I was going to bail on it, too, and put it on the kid, but I tried to be adulting about it. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
What a decision to make, huh?
Yeah, that's a brutal decision.
Yeah.
I used to do first robotics.
Okay.
For 6 weeks to design, build, and test a robot, and then ship it from the first weekend in January.
Right. Did you have to choose?
First robotics.
You did.
I did, because you go to regionals and you win, which is basically the equivalent of states.
Yeah.
And if you do good enough there, you can go on to nationals. And even if you don't qualify,
mm-hmm.
the atmosphere at a first robotics competition is so much healthier than any sports team that I've ever participated in.
Let's be honest. If you had a choice between prom and robotics, you'd be standing in the corner in the gym anyway that night. So you may as well go to the robotics thing.
Scotty!
No. Robotics, considering I was the team leader? Hell no. I'd be at the robotic every time.
Yeah, I love it. Alex, thanks, man. Thanks for the call.
No problem. All right. Bye.
Breakfast Buzz in the morning, 98.9 The Buzz.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. We get it.
Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.